MoneyWeb now on the money.
This show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. I'm chatting with Luigi Marinus. He's our portfolio manager at PPS Investments. Luigi, appreciate the time today. Looking back at our first quarter, it really, my sense, I suppose, three themes. One of them was new, which was the delayed rate cut. So we kind of forget that there had been talk around a March rate cut for the Fed, but seemed optimistic and never came to fruition. The other, of course, was big tech continuing the run from 2023 and DMs continuing to outperform emerging market.
Good day, Simon. Yes, that's exactly right. I think what we're seeing from an interest rate cut perspective is becoming a bit more worrying, actually. Post-quarter end, actually, we saw that the FRAs actually flattened out quite a bit in South Africa. Mm. And we're starting to hear the first talk about maybe that cut's not going to happen and the next move might actually be a hike. So I don't know if that's just scaring the market, but I don't think that will be very positive for markets. I think we were equally surprised by how strong the tech counters continued to perform. They do look quite expensive, but sometimes momentum is quite strong in equity markets, and we see that continuing. So we would never say that you should not have any exposure even to some expensive asset classes. And so I think the key there, and I think the lesson to be learned, is to remain diversified and have exposures across different asset classes, because you're not quite sure how that's going to play out. And then there has been a bit disappointing, like you mentioned, from an emerging market perspective, that we haven't really kind of seen the fruits of relatively cheap markets.
Yeah.
And so developed markets continue to outperform emerging markets. But we remain confident that at some point that's going to change. And so we still have some South African exposure in portfolios, but we have some emerging market exposure in portfolios as well.
You mentioned cheap, and the one sector, and bringing it home to South Africa, is financials. I mean, we've got, what, high single-digit PEs. We've got, frankly, high single-digit dividend yields at the same time. Yet the financials were under pressure in the first quarter.
No, exactly. It was surprising. I mean, financials were down 7%. So that was where the negative portion of the market came from. The other sectors in South Africa were actually quite flat, slightly positive. When there's uncertainty around interest rates, that affects financials, banks in particular. And as you know, markets don't like uncertainty. Markets don't like volatility. And I think the banks in particular are feeling the brunt of that. And so that was a negative impact for financials in the first quarter of the year.
You mentioned asset classes. And of course, bonds has been, I suppose it's one of the huge beneficiaries of rising interest rates the world over, high inflation. Bonds really have had their day in the sun.
I suppose it depends how you view it, Simon. So getting there is difficult as you have that kind of yield increasing and this negative capital effect. I think everybody knows that the relationship as yields increases, the bond's price decreases. And so you kind of have to experience that pain in order to get the opportunity. But in South Africa, we just saw the yield on the 10 years at 11% now, give or take. So that's a good yield. It doesn't come in a straight line, unfortunately. So you don't get 11% every year for 10 years. Mm-hmm. But if you can withstand some of that volatility, I think then it's a worthwhile investment over the long term. And last year in the US, for example, we saw the US 10-year kind of get close to 5%, which we haven't seen in many years. And we actually started holding some US bonds for the first time that I can recall in our portfolios, and portfolios have definitely benefited from that as well. So definitely, we think there's opportunity going forward. I mean, it won't be great if we see interest rates increase or this further delay in cutting interest rates. It's not helpful from that perspective. But I think if you hold on to the bonds that you have over the long term, I think it's going to be a very good asset class to have held.
Yeah, 5% on the US 10-year. I think I'm with you. I don't know that I've ever seen it. And I got to say, I always stayed away from bonds. They were boring. And suddenly they're in my portfolio because they're doing what they say on the sticker. We talked about emerging markets up front. Of course, South Africa is an emerging market. The big emerging market is China. Looking better, equities still trailing.
Yeah, I mean, again, a bit of a surprise in that regard. But reasonable kind of macroeconomic indicators that we've seen from the Chinese market, consumer confidence, business confidence seems reasonable. The GDP growth is above 5% real. Those are good numbers. I think what the market expected and what normally happens in China is that the government steps in terms of difficulty and they kind of help the Chinese market and gives them a bit of a boost. Mm-hmm. They've taken a bit of a backseat recently and they've expected the market to do that for itself. So it's a bit of watching and seeing how it's going to play out. So that has meant that Chinese equity returns haven't quite given the type of returns that you'd expect in these macroeconomic conditions. So we wait and see. And that is a big driver of emerging markets. I mean, they make up a big component of the the emerging market index. And so from an emerging market perspective as a whole, if China doesn't do well, you do get that feeling that emerging markets are kind of on the back foot to some extent. But that, again, doesn't mean that investors should have no Chinese exposure. I think there's good opportunities in the Chinese markets. I mean, their tech markets, for example, also looks quite positive. And it's a bit of a wait and see at the moment.
Which often is investing. I mean, and that's the key point. I mean, you don't want to rush to where it's all happening. You also want to rush to where it can happen, which is those attractive valuations, which is, to your point, mostly around the emerging markets.
Exactly. And that's the way that we see it.
We'll leave it there. That's Luigi Marinus. He's portfolio manager at PPS Investments. Luigi, appreciate the time.
This show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.